Lee.
Which of your ideas in the book might be considered controversial?
I think that the way that the creation happens out there in nature, mm-hmm. and the way the creation happens in here inside of our minds is the same process, because okay. I say that there's not a difference to be had between out there and in here.
Okay.
That the universe of things is the universe of thoughts. Mm-hmm. This is considered a very controversial idea, but the truth of the matter is this idea is over 100 years old, because mm-hmm. the quantum physicists have said that. Erwin Schrödinger, one of the great quantum physicists, basically said that the distinction between subject and object, between that objective reality out there and the mm-hmm. subjective reality in here, wasn't destroyed by quantum physics, because it never existed in the first place.
Right, right.
We can only know the universe out there through our thoughts in mm-hmm. here.
Right.
And so you cannot disentangle them. And in fact, as solid as we think this universe is, it isn't that solid. Mm-hmm. So right now my hands are touching a desk, but really it's impossible for me to touch this desk, because the electrons on the surface of my finger and the electrons on the surface of this desk mm-hmm. are actually so repulsive that it would take more energy than there exists in this galaxy to bring my fingers into direct contact with this desk.
Right.
So that means that the reality we think is solid and objective to our touch is not. Similarly, time is not what we think it is, because there's a half-second delay. This is known by neuroscientists from the time an event occurs to the time we become aware of it.
Okay.
That means we're always operating on a half-second delay.
Right, right. So we already know what has happened, only it's just... it's instantaneous almost, but...
Yes, that's right. That yeah. means that if we think we're living in the moment, we're not, because
right.
that moment already happened half a second ago.
Right.
And that's just the reality of our nervous system.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, if you think space and time are solid, mm-hmm. that they're really pretty firm physical concepts, well, even the physicists have told us, mm-hmm. no, they're not. And in fact, we cannot know them without knowing them through our minds. So right. that means that the thoughts out in here cannot be separated from the things out there in the world.
Right. Okay. Can you explain a little bit about the distinction between people say thinking outside the box and living outside the box? Can you explain the distinction between those two of those?
Yes, that's one of the main points.
It's one of the points in the book, right?
In Deep Creativity,
yeah.
is that thinking outside the box doesn't make sense, because thinking creates the box.
Okay.
So if you're going to teach people to be creative, and you say, okay, think harder, think smarter, use techniques like lateral thinking, mm-hmm. you're only going to get so far. You can recombine thoughts into other thoughts, but eventually the experience of creativity at its core, what I'm interested in is that moment of creative inspiration.
Okay.
Aha, the eureka moment. And at those moments, when you talk to people or when you tap into your own experience, it transcends thought.
Mm-hmm.
I have lost myself completely in this moment. I may not even exist in this moment as mm-hmm. a separate entity. That's the magic of that moment of creative inspiration. I don't know where it comes from. You know, the great artists and musicians have been telling us mm-hmm. that they can't take credit for their work. The Beatles said, you know, although they had pretty powerful egos,
right.
McCartney and Lennon said that they really felt like nothing they created came from them.
Right.
That they were tapping into what they called the music of the spheres, the music that surpasses all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So they're tapping into a source outside of themselves that feels like it's outside of themselves,
right.
at least outside of their self-concept.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, living outside the box means getting outside of yourself, getting outside of your head, that creativity is most fluid at those times where we transcend ourselves.
Right. And how do we do that, though? I mean, we can say that, and it doesn't really sound easy either, but how does one do that?
I say there's two different approaches.
Okay.
One is you empty completely. So you empty yourself of yourself.
Okay.
You say, well, how do I do that? Okay. Well, meditative traditions have been teaching that for thousands of years. You focus on a single thing,
right.
A mantra, that's a sound. A mandala, it's an image. A mudra is a gesture.
Right.
And you focus on that one thing. Why do you do that? Because your mind hops from thought to thought to thought. And if you can focus it in on one thought for a little bit of time, something which I say is magical happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's research that's been done on something called retinal image stabilization.
Okay.
If you take an image and you stabilize it relative to your eye, mm-hmm. so that means wherever your eye moves, the image moves. So the image is always stable relative to your eye. Do you know what happens? After a few seconds, the image disappears. Why is that? Well, the reason is that the human eye is designed to detect movement.
Okay.
And if you keep images still, it won't see that image.
Wow.
This is the same thing for the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is designed to move from thought to thought. If you still the mind on mm-hmm. one thought, eventually it goes to an experience of no thought.
Right.
So that's the experience of emptying on one side, and then there's the experience of filling,
okay.
which is what mindfulness techniques teach. Filling is you take in the entire universe of thought surrounding you without mm-hmm. grasping onto anything.
Okay.
And when you do that, this is a very interesting phenomenon. You become perfectly receptive. So we developed a technique, Jan Cold and I, called Repose here in Tucson. Mm-hmm. And we have a book, an Amazon bestseller called Repose, the Potent Pause. This mm-hmm. is a very simple technique that looks like you are making a snow angel.
Okay.
So your arms and legs are spread out while you're lying on a comfortable surface.
Okay.
We have found that that has all kinds of benefits, health benefits, mental and psychological. So we encourage people to do this for 7 minutes,
okay.
three times a day. But what I found is when I started doing Repose, mm-hmm. this book that hadn't been coming to me started to flow.
Wow.
Because I opened up my receptivity. And that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I be maximally receptive to ideas out there? How do I do that? Well, there's a number of simple techniques and a lot of complicated techniques, but Repose is probably the easiest thing
right.
I've ever come up with. And honestly, a lot of this book was written in Repose.